This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The box, if you hadn't heard it. But The Weeknd is going to be performing, which I think is going to be awesome. He always just has such a cool set. I feel like there's always fire involved. There's always so many different
sad
things.
Sad songs.
Yeah, Abel with the sad lyrics, but good performances and a good track. That's all you need.
He did one time and they set up, it looked like a living room. And it was like him and his friends were just hanging out.
Well, remember when 50 Shades of Grey came out and Earned It was like the main song? I think he performed that at the VMAs, and I remember that being a really good performance. So the 2020 VMAs is going to be hosted by Keke Palmer. It's going to be on August 30th, like we were saying. And it was supposed to take place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The indoor plans have been scrapped, so the show was going to be in all the different boroughs at outdoor locations. They're just trying to make it as safe as possible. And they figured the indoor locations just weren't going to meet with the health regulations, which I think is smart. And to be able to have performances, they're just going to be outside. It's just going to be a little bit safer.
I don't want to derail the conversation at all, but why is MTV still like the steward of the VMAs?
What do you mean?
Well, they don't play videos anymore. So why? Shouldn't it be YouTube or what's the other platform that a lot of people put videos on?
Vevo?
Is that what it is, Vevo?
I think that's it. I feel like...
They're not in the video business anymore, so why are they handling the VMAs?
It's such a staple of MTV, I feel.
No, it's not. It's stupid reality shows that are fake.
Yeah, but it's been on MTV for so long.
I know, but...
I just can't imagine.
You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying.
It should be like the YouTube VMA.
I'm sure MTV owns VMAs, so that YouTube would have to start their own thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird to me that there's, again, I don't want to derail the conversation.
I can't even imagine it not being on MTV. I'd be so sad.
Have you ever put MTV on in the last 5 years?
It's
literally ridiculousness for four straight days.
Except for Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock at Siesta Key, which I watched last night. But other than that, no, it's
again,
ridiculousness.
Garbage. Yeah. Reality TV. 100%.
But the one day a year when we get the VMAs, that's the whole reason for MTV.
Just asking questions.
And Carson, remember last year when Justin Timberlake got himself in a bit of hot water after pictures surfaced of him getting cozy with his co-star? Remember that?
Holding
hands on a balcony.
Someone had a little too much to drink and got a little handsy.
Yes.
Looks like Justin is still doing some damage to control. So according to OK Magazine, of course, the most reputable source, Justin actually signed a midterm agreement, which pretty much gives Jessica Biel, his wife, everything should he ever cheat. So sources are saying if Justin was ever stupid enough to mess up, he'd make sure Jess had everything and more. But he'll say he'll never come to that. He's adamant that he never cheated, but this is another good way of reaffirming his commitment towards her.
Huh.
But should he cheat, Jessica will reportedly get full custody of their kids and the majority of their assets. Justin's 100% confident that they've come out stronger from the horrible experience he put them through. However, Jess is still calling the shots for now, and Justin's fine with that. He knows how lucky he is that she's still with him.
That is just straight up lies. That entire story is garbage.
But I
love it. You didn't speak one truth other than the fact that they are indeed married.
But I love it.
I'm not a lawyer, but that's a bad contract.
A midterm agreement.
It's not real.
He should have some people check that.
None of it's real.
All of a sudden you care about what's real in the dirty?
Yeah, what?
Yes.
When it relates to Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
We talk about the royals and whatever they make up every single day. Oh, we need a lawyer to tell us about midterm agreements because I just think that is hysterical.
Some made up, fabricated.
Jess calls the shots.
Garbage. Is Kennedy texting you stories just to get me all fired up?
Please tell us about Justin Timberlake that he's doing damage control.
No good cheating Justin Timberlake.
And Dua Lipa is guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel all week. And last night she had Gwen Stefani as her guest. They talked about Gwen being on Dua Lipa's upcoming Future Nostalgia remix album, if Gwen would marry Blake Shelton. But the most important thing that she learned from Gwen.
I just wanted to say I'm a massive, massive fan of yours.
What?
I did learn how to spell bananas because of you.
I feel honored to have been a spelling teacher for many people around the world to learn how to spell bananas. But what's weird about it is that I actually am a very, very bad speller. So I feel like it was like God's way of like comforting me or my gift to like give to others because I can't spell.
When you hear, I still say it. Like when someone have to spell bananas, I'm like B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That's the rhythm you have to spell it in
100%.
Now forever.
100%. Same with Fergie doing Glamorous. I still do that too. All of these pop stars teaching me how to spell.
I think a celebrity spelling bee would be hilarious.
Yes, and Carson needs to be in it.
The script celebrity spelling bee.
I just think it was so funny to hear her. Like fangirl out to her, right?
Right.
Like, hey, remember that one time you did that really technical thing where you like spelled?
I'm a huge fan. Thank you for telling me how to spell bananas. Gwen's like, huh? We just did a song together. Do you want to talk about that or you want to talk more?
I have the number one country song in the world right now. Let's talk about that.
Not important, Carson. That is what's important.
That's true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is actually off on vacation. We're about to talk to Dean. And Dean, I guess, is in a relationship and he's going to be moving in with this girl. Mm-hmm. And this girl says to him, that's fine, you can move in, but I want you to put all your stuff in storage for a year. So if things don't work out at some point down the road, you don't have to move all your stuff out. And then if a year from now, everything's going well, you can move all your stuff in.
Huh.
Did I explain that correctly, Dean? Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was a lot of the big stuff, like, you know, furniture and I had a workbench just big stuff that's like kind of a pain to move in and out of a house. But
and
I'm not
trying to like, you know, force people to think a certain way. But for me, it's just like it's a red flag big time.
See, I disagree with you.
Really? Yeah. By the way, 617-931-1234. And I really want to hear from women on this one because I think ladies like have a thought about this. What did you want to say, Annie?
Well, Dean, I feel like she's just being cautious. Maybe she's been burned in the past and she's like, listen, I just don't want to jump all in, you know, both feet right away. Moving in is already a huge step. Maybe if we could just keep some stuff just to be extra cautious. I don't think that you have to be concerned about, you know, that there's someone else or anything like that. I just think she's trying to be as careful and as safe as possible.
It's my first time moving in with a girl, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
What do you want to say, Dan?
I would say, more importantly, though, what we think, how did you take her saying that?
I don't know. I mean, at first, I'm like, I kind of need some of this stuff, you know? Like, I need drawers, and I need nights, you know, I had, like, a nightstand and things like that. I mean, she's like, no, I got all that stuff. We can make room, you know, I have plenty of extra places for your clothes and everything, and I'm kind of, I don't know. Right. I really don't know. I had a couple of buddies of mine that were kind of like, really? But
red flag.
All right, 617-931-1234. I think I have a guy here that wants to talk about this. Is this, is this John from Plymouth?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. You're talking to Dean right now. He can hear you.
Hey, man. Hey, Dean. What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to let you know. Sometimes, like she was saying earlier, that she probably has a lot of baggage. But we also have to look at ourselves every once in a while. We want to be careful of what we do. And if you are feeling this way, that it could be a red flag, I suggest you just continue on and move on. Life's too short. And the next thing, what's going to happen is you're going to turn around and say, I want all your money in my checking account before we get married. I mean, that's, you have to think about it. Every month you make that payment, what are you going to think when you're making that payment? How are you going to feel? You have to put your feelings ahead of others sometimes. And when it comes to a relationship, we all have baggage. some heavy, some not. And you also want to think about others' baggage, too.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Let me grab Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
What did you want to say?
Dean? Good morning.
Yeah, Dean's here. What do you want to say to him?
Hey, Dean. So I have a question. Are you moving in to her house?
It's her house, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a few bills that I'll take care of, you know. But that's the thing, though.
Yeah, I think it's a red flag. I think it's more like I agree that it's more she's just trying to be cautious, and if it doesn't work out, then she doesn't have to, like, wait for you to move all your stuff out.
Exactly.
And then if it works out, maybe you can move together.
Yeah, I mean, if it ended up not working out, it's not like I got to pay, you know, alimony, or I got to pay for a house I'm not living in. Like, it's clean. If things don't work out, I move out, and that's it.
But life's not clean. That's not the way life works. You're in or you're not in. Like, you want me to move in and we want to start our life together, or you don't. And if you don't, I get it. Again, this is just me personally.
I don't think it's so cut and dry. This is too black and white for you.
Yeah, but you're moving out of your place, so you now have nothing. He is the one with it. You're without the safety net. Thank you, by the way. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that. Let me grab, is it Nakaya? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please talk some sense into Dean. Is this a red flag?
It's a red flag.
What?
I know from my experience, like, I'm serious. Like, I agree with Carson, like, 100%, because I am the female who's done that before. And the experience, like, of putting somebody, like, in and out, like, it's not cool. It's a control thing. Like, there's a difference between trust and, like, and control. It's not fair to the guy. He's already feeling a certain type of way. You can hear it in his voice and in his response. Like, he's not comfortable. He can't even move, like, his workbench in there. And there's some things that he needs. Like, she won't even let him have the things that he needs. Like, yeah. No, that's not fair. Mm-hmm. Like Carson said, you're doing it together. And life is not perfect. Things are going to happen. And if he doesn't mind, if something happens and they have to, you know, he has to move out, then so be it.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Nakaya. The voice of reason, finally.
She actually made a lot of sense, to be honest.
Dean, are you feeling insecure about it? Like, are you feeling some reservations towards it?
I mean, like I said, I had a couple of friends that kind of didn't, I don't know, they didn't think too much about it. They were kind of just saying, just be careful, you know, don't let her rope you into, like, buying anything big for her house, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of guard yourself. So that's pretty much
herself.
Where I'm at.
All right. So here's Dean. Dean, thank you for coming on and sharing the story this morning. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There's Dean, whose girlfriend says, "Yeah, you can move in. You just have to put all your stuff in storage for a year, and if it works out, then we'll move your stuff in." From the 781. Thank God Carson is already married.
This is Carson and Kennedy only on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.